This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, we are actually expecting the FDA Dragon Slayer on the Robert Scott Bell Show this evening. And while we await his arrival, we got Super Don in the house. We've got a great show lineup for tonight, including, of course, the Sacred Fire of Liberty, which we do at this time each and every week. A little bit more emphasis on political healing than I normally do. Cheryl Chumley's on assignment. Norm Singleton's at church. So it's you and me and Super D for the moment. Super Don, you got your ears on.
I do.
You do? Oh, no, nobody gets to drink silver hydrosol. You were paying attention. Nicely done.
I was, yeah, you know, that would be pretty bad if you busted me for not paying attention within the first 60 seconds of the show. That would
not even 60, 20 seconds in. Wait, yeah. Super done. Not paying. No, you're paying attention. Yeah. Good job, my friend.
So we have to,
what? What do we get to do?
I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you?
Not at all. Go ahead. Take over.
Oh, I was just saying, this is kind of different. You know, usually in the first hour, we got some other political commentary, but I guess we get to kind of start things off. And, you know, it's an interesting day today. Did you see who crawled out from under his rock today?
From outside the planet Uranus or what? What are you talking about?
No. George W. Bush.
Been all over the news.
He kind of came out and kind of passive-aggressively made a few comments about Trump.
Yes.
Talking about racism and bigotry and stuff like that. You know, I mean, I haven't seen W in quite a while. It was kind of cool, actually, to see him talk. I always kind of liked him. He was kind of the goofball president, you know?
He's a globalist snot.
I know, but he's fun to listen to. I mean, I'll even admit, it was actually entertaining to watch Obama speak sometimes, too.
True. No, pure entertainment, but disastrous results for the American Republic.
Yes.
So it can only be so much entertainment at that point that we can take.
Yep.
But what did he criticize Trump on the immigration and other things? It's like, really, unbridled, open doors, come on in, everybody.
Whatever.
Yeah. Like I said,
so that was kind of the big thing that I saw today as I was monitoring the TV news.
The un-news.
But you know what a lot of people are talking about right now, and it seems to be that thing that just never goes away.
And yes, this is Hillary Clinton.
The Hillary Clinton email situation.
Leave us all alone, like, Hillary, please.
Isn't it over yet? But I guess there's some new stuff that's been revealed as far as emails, so we're back at it again.
Yeah, indeed. In fact, due to a Freedom of Information Act request by Judicial Watch, apparently the FBI had a lot more emails than they acknowledged when they said, dismissed, there's nothing to see here, move along, Hillary, run along, little girl, run along. And yet, indeed, they had a lot more to give. Oh, the gift of Hillary keeps on giving. And Mrs. Weiner at the time? She has given some really big gifts to Hillary because of all the emails she sent to Weiner and back and forth and where that leads us. And in fact, I think a sane voice of rationality and reason is Judge Andrew Napolitano. I mean, when's the last time Andrew just goes off on a rail and you go, what? This guy is just constitutional as the day is long. And that's where that's his litmus, everything, constitutional or not. And I really appreciate and respect the guy. We had him on the show many years ago. But he's revealing some things here on Fox News. I think he's talking to Stuart Varney. Was this from today or yesterday?
I believe this was from today.
Yeah. What is going on with the FBI, with emails, with the Wiener wife?
The significance is an FBI acknowledgement that Huma Abedin, Mrs. Anthony Wiener, when she had a top security clearance as the number two assistant to Hillary Clinton when Hillary was Secretary of State, regularly sent copies of sensitive material to her own laptop so she could look at it at night, either knowing or forgetting that her husband had access to it as well. This yet again shows the culture in the Hillary Clinton State Department of a cavalier attitude about the handling of government secrets.
Well, what do you make of that? I mean, this is not somebody making stuff up. This is a Freedom of Information Act request to the FBI. The FBI is releasing this stuff. So, Super Don, do you say this is just politics, or, my gosh, they had some evidence here that they refused to let out?
Look, you know, the Clinton email thing, just, I mean, it was, there was nothing else going on in the news for weeks and weeks about this whole thing. And, you know, so it's like when I'm listening to this part, I'm trying to resist my brain, like, zoning out, right?
Sure.
Because it's like, it sounds like a replay.
No, it's not,
what
though.
It was, I know, but see, and that is where this is significant. Is
here's the significance. Listen to Napolitano.
Situation. You had what's his face, but Comey. Mm-hmm. You know, that was supposed to be leading the investigation. Oh no, we have
nothing to see here. She's been
whatever like that.
Yeah,
and so now that they found this additional 28,000 or something like that emails.
That's a fair number. Yeah.
Ridiculous. You know, it's like, how do you continue to ignore this at this point?
Yeah, and can the FBI claim it didn't know?
It also shows the FBI awareness of it. It also shows the president's frustration with it when in a tweet this morning he said, there she goes again, crooked Hillary, Jim Comey let her off the hook again. Something I profoundly agree with him on.
Yeah, if you don't like Trump tweeting on this, then let's just get to the bottom of this. The FBI was hiding it or pretended it didn't have it. Now it's been revealed and released. And where is it going to lead? Should they reopen the case? Let's find out.
He should pick up the phone and call General Kelly and say, I want you to call Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein. Rosenstein's the number two person in the Justice Department. Tell them to reopen this case and go wherever the evidence takes them. I'm not saying she should be indicted. Go where the evidence takes them. The evidence will take them to an indictment.
I like that. This is Andrew Napolitano. I'm not saying she should be indicted. That's not what I'm calling for. But the evidence will end up indicting her. Right. They'll end up indicting her.
Right. That's, and, you know, the question is, will Trump do that? And I know that, you know, he was deferring to the Comey thing. When that didn't turn out the way that he would have liked, he, you know, I mean, he voiced his disapproval of the situation. But, you know, then he moved on. Then we were talking about health care. Then we're talking about taxes and stuff like that. So he kind of, you know, put it off to the side, I think, because he had, you know, a lot of other things going on in his agenda that he needed to push through to try to accomplish something. And now it's back. And so you can't blame him, you know, for potentially sticking the Department of Justice on this thing in light of new evidence and finally putting this thing to rest.
Question is, how can you trust the FBI at this point? I mean, there's so much evidence of corruption that they don't release this, but now that it's out,
that's true. If he was just going to leave it up to the FBI, now I think at this point you get the Department of Justice involved.
Exactly. Yeah.
In light of how, you know, it was just a huge a cluster, you know what? The last time around, I think people aren't going to be satisfied with turning this over to the FBI. They're going to want an independent investigation.
I think so. Let's see where this indictment may lead.
An indictment of Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
For breaking the law by putting classified material onto an email to Huma.
Yes. And Huma will be a witness against her. That's the way the Justice Department works. They are not bound by the ill-advised, politically motivated decision that James Comey made in the summer of, in July of 2016, not to seek her indictment.
Remember that? Loretta Lynch meeting with Clinton on the runway on an airplane, right?
Tarmac,
no,
yeah.
nothing going on here, nothing to see here. And then, of course, Comey suddenly says, well, no, there's nothing to see here either. And it turns out there apparently is plenty to see. So all of these things wouldn't have mattered if an establishment candidate had run and won, right? Even if it wasn't Hillary, if it was another establishment politician outside of Rand Paul, they would have all just buried this and say, all right, it's time to move on. You always hear that. It's time to move on. We've got to move on. We've got to heal. No, you got to fix this corruption. Of course, now we're seeing the corruption coming out in terms of sexual molestation, rape, et cetera, in Hollywood. We've heard rumors that are more than rumors about pedophilia within government, within media. It's just horrible. But it, like you said, the sun is shining and it's starting to, you know, burn out the people, the rats that had scurried, including Hillary Clinton, in whatever way she may be involved with this and much more. It is not gone, girl.
I thought it had all gone away.
So did I. So did we all thought it had gone away. But here's how it came out. In a Freedom of Information Act request by our friends at Judicial Watch, and the FBI coughed it up. And the Freedom Watch lawyers are looking at it and saying, we never saw these emails before. They were not part of the original trove of emails that were released. These are yet more Hillary Clinton emails that we never saw, that she swore under oath three times she had surrendered to the government when apparently she hadn't.
Folks, I don't know. What are we? This is, again, this is not about a right-wing leak. This is a Freedom of Information Act request.
Yeah.
To the FBI, they suddenly came up with documents they said that weren't there, emails that weren't there. They didn't have them. They couldn't find them. Now they found them.
Right.
Hillary cannot escape this one unless, of course, they get rid of Trump. This is the big everybody against Trump. This is part of it because Trump always threatened to bring down the institutional corruption because he's not one of them. That's my point here. Why the left hates him, why the establishment Republican hates him, because he threatens to break up their gravy train.
Yeah. Well, and I think what else you might see here in this email saga that continues to go on is that initially everybody was looking at this as Trump was just trying to get Hillary, right? That it was a vindictive thing, that he had, you know, had some of the bone to pick, and he was, you know, trying to do everything, you know, for his benefit. Now that that has kind of subsided, and now what we're looking at is new evidence that's been dug up by Judicial Watch, not by Trump, that perhaps public opinion on this is not going to be favorable to Hillary at this point. People are going to just say, all right, enough is enough. You know, how much more evidence do we need?
Here's the parallel in Hollywood. The leftist that supported Harvey Weinstein now flocking away, running away, like the sinking ship, the rats trying to escape, going, oh, no, it's disgusting. But why didn't they speak up all those years ago? Because lust for money and power overwhelmed their ethics that were truly lacking, much less morality if it even existed there. In government ethics, that's also an oxymoron.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I signify liberty. It's RSB and Super D. We just heard from Jonathan Emord on the break. He's busy preparing for his annual Halloween shindig that is extraordinary. It like whole neighborhoods don't do what this guy does. Last year I got to MC it. It was a space alien theme. I forget what it is this year. But because I have 2, 3, 4 events all simultaneous this weekend, I can't be there. It's kind of a bummer. So he's prepping that, and he's also having to help his kids study. But he tells me he's going to give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes of Emord's time. That's big time, you know. And he's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. So a little Sacred Fire of Liberty. I will tell you, we've got Sacred Fire of Liberty continued in hour two, more focused on health and healing, because Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, natureofhealing.org, is going to join us. So, Super D, we covered some, I would say, nonpartisanic, I made up that word, revelations. Because even though Judicial Watch is considered it more of a right side of the political persuasion scenario, anybody can do a Freedom of Information Act request.
That's correct.
And what is revealed is revealed.
It doesn't
revealed.
Matter who requested the information.
Mm-hmm.
The information should stand on its own merit, correct?
Right, correct.
Yes.
And if we add to that a whole lot of mess, a whole heap of mess. Now, granted, we get this. The left hates the right, vice versa. They pick on each other, but they backslap and kiss, you know what, behind the scenes, each other. The establishment, I'm saying here. It's all a game to them. They get to have power for a little while. The other side gets to have power. In the meantime, they scream and yell to impress their political persuasion, those who have been duped into believing that they are ideologues on the left or the right, that there are principled people on the left or the right. With rare exception, no, they're not. Rare exception, they're not. And so you get this non-globalist Trump
TV star that comes in and says, you know what, on a populist wave I shall ride, I will speak truth to power, even though I'm a wealthy guy, I've done business, and certainly you can find things in his background that are not the greatest. No, we've never denied that, but at the same time, the straight talking people are digging. But then there's this concerted effort almost from before, well, yes, before he became president, to somehow make it not happen. And then when it happened, to undo that it had happened. And there's a continuing level of desperation here. And I don't know if Hillary Clinton coming back out and criticizing Trump for, you know, or the people that are yelling at Trump because years ago he said something untoward that was kind of sexist, like a man does in a locker room when they talk. And now, of course, you add into the mix the Harvey Weinsteins of the world, and suddenly you find that the political left, including Hillary Clinton, no pun intended here, rubbing up on Weinstein. Suddenly it's like, uh-oh, what do they do? Because it's not cognitive dissonance. It's a selective, and I guess you could say it's conscious when you don't see both sides, but it's a selective scenario where you say, you know what, I'm going to ignore it because he's throwing money my way, right? It's as if Big Pharma advertised on the Robert Scott Bell Show and I was promoting them because they, look, I'm going to look the other way because they're throwing a lot of money at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go ahead, take your Tylenol. And of course, you know that's not me. Super Don, you know that's not me, because the one time I got really ticked off on the air was years ago at TRN when they played a Tylenol commercial. I flew off the handle.
I remember.
Yeah. Remember? It didn't matter what kind of money they were throwing. It was like, no, we're not doing that.
All right. Yep, I remember that, you know, and I mean, that's not uncommon, for talk radio in general, because, you know, they'll take whatever sponsors they can get. You know, you don't have that, that level of integrity or even concern about it. You know, money is money, but, yeah, we don't, what do they say? Homie, don't play that.
That's yes.
Pretty much how it is on this show. But, you know, look. What you're talking about here is just politics 101. It's, you know, it's like you were talking about in the beginning about how, you know, both sides, suffer from short-term memory loss because they all do the same thing. And, you know,
but I'm saying Trump is different. I am saying, I'm declaring he is different.
He definitely is different. And I did not vote for Trump. I didn't vote, but and I know some people are probably going to yell at me for that, but
no, you're not going to get yelled at on this show, Super Don. But what I'm saying is that how convenient it was that Bill Clinton was not subject to the same amount of leftist outrage in the way he womanized. Think about that.
Yeah, well, you know, some guys get away with it better than others. You know, I don't know what it is, but, you know, you get that Teflon Don thing going on.
No. If the leftists run the media, they're going to slant the stories any which way they want. But again, in this case, Trump, you know, nobody likes him in the establishment. Why? Not a globalist. He may not be a constitutionalist, but he's not a globalist. We got lots more healing to go. Norm might not be at church tonight. We might hear from Norm Singleton at the Campaign for Liberty, in addition to a few minutes with Jonathan Emord at the bottom of the hour.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It should turn out the sacred fire of liberty in the same way that I like it without Jonathan Ebord. And he's so busy, but I'm a persistent guy. I got him. He's only here for a few minutes because he's getting ready for his big annual Halloween bash that is the best I've ever been part of, and I'm only sorry I can't make it this year, but anybody that's in the neighborhood, you got to go check it out. Then he's got to study with his kids. Jonathan, you are super dad in addition to being a super patriot.
Well, thank you so much, Robert, and I apologize once again for not being on the show tonight. I think I just heard Norm, and I'm real glad Norm's on the show. I thought he was going to be gone.
Yeah, no, we got a bonus because both of you are back, at least you for a few minutes. And I'd call you a slacker, but I know you too well. You're the least of the slackers that I've ever met, so that wouldn't work.
Well, I'm feeling guilty, Robert.
No, guilty. Don't feel guilty. Listen, we carry on the tradition with or without you, you know it because we've learned a lot from you. So you know your sacred fire of liberty is ours, and we carry on no matter what. So my question to you in the few minutes we have together, having assessed the months of now, I think 9 months or so of the Trump administration, are we on a path that leads to more freedom or less? Or are we still at a status quo maintenance level?
Well, I think that the administrative state is still as obnoxious as ever in many respects. But in some respects, we've seen significant changes that are liberating the market. So there's greater freedom in the market from environmental regulation because the director of the Environmental Protection Agency is really dedicated to reducing the enormously draconian regulations that were pending when Obama left office. So that's been good. We also, you know, so we're seeing more domestic energy development. I think we're also blessed by virtue of the fact that we didn't sign on to the climate accord, which would have been ruinous to the economy in so many different ways. But then, you know, in other areas where we're not making that progress that we need to, I'd like to see the tax reform that the president wants to happen. That would be tremendously liberating. It would cause an economic boom in the country that would really help a lot of people. It would restore much of upward mobility that has been taken from us as a result of overregulation, overtaxation.
Mm-hmm. What about FDA and FTC?
Well, they're just the same institutions. We've got the FDA, I think, is still an oppressive regulatory system that really does discriminate against newcomers in favor of incumbents. It's an anti-competitive regime. It grants special favors to the big drug companies, and it really does limit market access and innovation in all other sectors. I think that's a problem that really needs to be addressed, and I don't know who's going to address that problem. The Federal Trade Commission is out of control. It's still operating with a 1930s liberal agenda. Mm. It's got a new appointee at the, you know, who was commissioner before, but who's now the chairman. She's great, Chairman Olhausen. But we still see the apparatus, the staff of the FTC day to day, taking apart companies for trivial points that they blow into, you know, making mountains out of molehills.
Right.
And the costs of these FTC proceedings and the demands they make of funds from companies. You know, it's one thing to say someone made a statement that misled people, even though you don't have any proof, you're just assuming based on the language or what's implied,
right,
people were deceived. But on that weak read, I don't think it's appropriate to cause mass unemployment, to shut businesses down. And,
Jonathan,
what they do.
Is there any interface with the Trump administration letting them know that's another angle of allowing freedom and the marketplace to come back online and help the economy?
Well, I'd certainly like that message to be brought to the president's attention. I think the president is fighting hard for these big issues, which I appreciate. But on the deregulatory front, I wish that, you know, we had the kind of pressure that Steve Bannon was applying. And I think if we have more pressure from the White House on the regulatory agencies to deregulate and to get out of the way of industry, not just at EPA, but across the board, that would be very good for this nation. We are still stifling free enterprise in this country rather than liberating it. And I don't mean to say that people who commit crimes shouldn't be brought to task or people who hurt people shouldn't be brought to task. I'm talking about the prior restraints that
exactly.
The regulatory agencies that hurt everybody, including the innocent people.
Well, and Jonathan, you know full well that those that are hurting people are the ones that are protected in their monopoly status, Big Pharma in particular. And they are absolutely running roughshod, not over our freedom to know other things, but our freedom to access things that wouldn't hurt us in the same way FDA-approved drugs do. Listen, I know you've got to run. I don't want to take any more of your time just simply because I know how much you love your kids and how wonderful they are. You need to study with them, get them ready, plus the big Halloween bash. And make sure you send a reminder to Norm Singleton so that he brings Leo this year again.
Well, he better bring Leo. I'm looking forward to seeing Leo grow. And we've got a lot of presents that Leo can win again this year. So he's on a winning streak, Leo. So
all right. Well, yeah, make sure that you get, yeah, remind him, because I know Norm, he's busy too at the Campaign for Liberty. But Jonathan, God bless you, sir. Love you dearly and your whole family. And I appreciate any minutes we get with you.
All right. Well, it's great being with you. And I wish I could stay for longer, but, you know, duty calls. I got to help my kids get ready for a test.
That's right. Super Dad. Go get them.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks. That's Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. Now, Norm Singleton, are you still with us here? I know that you had to run off and keep an eye on Leo there, but there's a lot going on at the Campaign for Liberty related to the budget deal, what Rand Paul is doing, also updates on Obamacare. Wherever you want to start, I'm ready to go.
Well, I guess following on what Jonathan said, you know, about the last 9 months of the Trump administration and what we can look forward to, you know, I think everybody wants tax reform and lower taxes. The question is, with the budget, is when you have a budget that has, I think, like a $1.5 trillion increase in the deficit, and most of that is off-budget military spending. Are you really, is it really the pro-liberty,
Leo's not happy with whatever this topic is, Norm.
Yeah, way to vote for it. Or is it the pro-liberty position to say that we should cut taxes, of course, but we should also cut spending? And I think it was Milton Friedman who pointed out that that spending is a tax because spending has to be paid for in some way. Debt just can't be run up indefinitely. It's either a future tax increase, a direct tax, or it's a hidden tax from the Federal Reserve.
Right.
Monetizing the debt. So we need to pay for it for taxes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, and we talked about tax reform briefly. Yeah. Norm, Jonathan brought up the tax reform issue as well. And it's all well and good, as you know, to lower the tax rate. And it does induce economic activity. We know that. Yet, of course, if you continue spending at the same level, inevitably, as Ron Paul has referenced as well, inflation kicks in. And, of course, as fewer countries that are paying in petrodollars are willing to pay in petrodollars, that inflation is going to come home, you know, the less you're able to spend it elsewhere, because we've exported our inflation. That's why we're living still high on the hog, unless there's another thing I'm missing here, Norm.
No, I think you got it exactly right. And that's why you know, Rand is being criticized by some conservatives and libertarians for blocking tax reform. You know, the Wall Street Journal editorial page went after him, which is, of course, you know, they favor a very aggressive foreign policy. They've always been kind of the big government conservatives who said that, you know, the important thing is, you know, low taxes and growth, and then we can afford this huge government. Well, I think that's been proven historically wrong. Tax cuts do provide growth, but they can't compensate for enough to compensate for congressional spending bridges on warfare and welfare, warfare and welfare.
Yeah. Yeah, it is very true. Now, on the Obamacare front, with the executive orders, and I found it fascinating that apparently Rand Paul and Trump were really meeting on this for a while. It's not only just golfing, but they're actually working on this. And he put some orders into place that rescinded some earlier orders by Obama that allowed some modicum of freedom within Obamacare, or maybe from it, to buy across state lines or to have individuals participate in associations that could lower costs, and also perhaps to make it legal once again to buy a true catastrophic coverage care. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. I think his small business insurance plan and allowing will help a lot of people. His plans to allow for short-term insurance coverage will will also be of great benefit to people. And it's interesting that the first reaction from the Senate was a so-called bipartisan deal to restore the subsidies.
Wow. Do you see how there is no difference between the left and the right, the establishment? More evidence there. It's like he does one little modicum of sanity right. In regards to this, and even the political right are saying, well, we got to restore the subsidies. Incredible.
Right, right, right. Well, yeah, well, at least a couple of Republican senators are. And, of course, I think a short-term continuation of the subsidies was part of some of the Obamacare deals. And, you know, you could make a case for that as a transition, I guess, but the problem is that none of the Republican plans that actually were voted on, except for Rand Paul's, actually transitioned out of Obamacare. They transitioned into some kind of hybrid of Obamacare with maybe a little bit of more state flexibility and maybe some more progress on the tax credit with HSAs mm-hmm. and things like that, but not very good.
Well, this is why participation is at your own risk. And, you know, for those that say, well, what choice do I have? I say you always have a choice. The Creator gave you a choice, granted you with this freedom to choose which way you live, how you live, what you participate with, who you contract with. And I think Americans got to stand up and say, you know what, if you don't change it, I'm changing it. I'm a party of one, and that's all that matters. I can nullify it just as we can on the state level. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, Norm Singleton's here. Surprise, surprise. Awesome. And we'll talk a little bit more about the threats of government when you ask for permission where none is required, especially as it comes to your children. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Coming up in the second hour of the Taking Fire of Liberty, we got Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath. We got a lot to talk about. Health freedom issues in California. One is even a win. Weird. It's strange. That Governor Brown can't make heads nor tails out of him. Maybe he'll look up at the sky and see Uranus. Maybe his own at that point tonight. We'll see. We'll talk about it. Also, if you want some CBD, technically all 50 states is a dietary supplement. You can access it. We can get it from pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. Discounts available to Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. RSB15 is the code. RSB15. Those of you watching on the YouTube channel, I got one of my favorite shirts. It's called Better Way Health. The Beta 1 3D glucan we get from BetterWayHealth.com. A powerful immune modulator, especially through flu shot season, where your neighbors and friends that don't know better are going to be shedding live attenuated viruses. And you don't want to catch them. You don't want to be vulnerable to them. So modulate immunity with Better Way Health, Beta 1 3D glucan. Now, Norm Singleton, I'm dealing with some really nasty issues out there that we got to cover, even beyond this night. One particular case, or now two, up in Michigan, where they jailed one woman, a mom involved in a divorce case, who didn't want to vaccinate her son due to religious reasons. The dad says, no, who was on board, but now a divorce, they tend to use children as pawns. Says, no, I want the kid vaccinated now. Of course, the judge always sides with the one who wants to do what the medical police state does. So what kind of nation do we live in when you can jail a mom who has custody of her child for not doing what the medical police state says she should do? There was no harm. There's no danger to anybody around the baby itself or the child itself. And this is where I say, why do you want to ask permission of the state to get married? Why do you get a license for marriage? I didn't. In fact, our friend Cheryl Chumley wrote about my case in her book, The Devil in D.C. There's no law that says you have to do it.
But then again, everybody else does it, so let's be lemmings and all get licenses. Norm, what is going on?
Well, I think it's authoritarianism run wild. What you have is the right of parents to make their own decisions about their children's education, health care, is with the growth of government control of that is steadily being eroded. We see these attacks ongoing, and I think with the rise of what Steve Moore of Heritage calls the Obamacare industrial complex, it's just going to get worse and worse until either one of two things happen. Either there is a successful revolution against government control of healthcare and every other aspect of our lives, or the system just collapses because of what we were talking about in the first segment, which is the growth in government spending and the growth of the Federal Reserve causes the system to collapse. I think that in many ways, one of those outcomes is up to those of us who know the truth and are doing what we can to spread the truth. But you see what's going on in Congress this week. You see these stories, and you see how many even people who think that they believe in liberty and free markets will say, "Well, but you know, vaccines are different because of the." I don't want my child in kindergarten with an unvaccinated kid because they believe the propaganda,
right?
About how what's it called, herd immunity?
Yes, not validated by the science, and, in fact, but yes.
Right, and also, in his new book, Dr. Paul Ronpal makes the point that science has never settled, and to say that. Most of his chapter on this is focused on climate change, but he also does mention vaccines. To say that that it's not politically correct to question climate change or to question the safety of vaccines, or even to question whether or not we should go back to what we did in the 70s, which is children got one or two vaccines a year, and it was on a very regimented schedule, and your pediatrician would say, you're at age two, you need this shot at age four.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, hardly any, Norm, you're right. By the way, folks,
we're just going to jam needles into the kid's arm if possible.
They turn into pincushions. Norm, we're out of time here, my friend. It's a nice surprise to have you back on board today. Listen, have Leo go to the Halloween party at Jonathan's, and I want to hear about it. I want to see some pictures, if you don't mind.
All right, we'll do our best. Thank you.
All right, back with more Powerful Healing. After the break, we got Roseanne Lindsay, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to a 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing a difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.